Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our weekly Pastoral Connect. This is Bishop Horace Michael, pastor of the Beulah Tabernacle Church. And it is our pleasure to be with you tonight on this day, Tuesday, June the 8th, in the year 2021, excuse me, as we continue our study in the Word of God and give ourselves to the divine prerogative and blessed state of prayer. We're going to ask that you would prepare your hearts at this time, as we go straight into our lesson and prayer for the night. I have taken the liberty to post in the chat the verses that will be forthcoming, and so that you can prepare ahead of time. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get started right away. Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are the God of peace. A peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is that perfect peace that you avail to us as we keep our minds stayed on you. You promise to keep our hearts in perfect peace, and we thank you that this peace of God does not depend upon the external calmness of circumstances, does not depend on things going our way. For even in the midst of a storm, you give us your peace. Let our hearts be settled and our faith be strengthened this night as we journey through your word. And even as the prayers of faith go up, we thank you that blessings will follow this day of prayer and fasting as we have turned our plates down, believing you for mighty deliverance. Oh, Savior, our Heavenly Father, meet us here, Lord. Work a great work amongst your people. And even now we thank you in advance for the fulfillment of your promises, for all your promises are yea and amen, even in Christ Jesus. We commit ourselves into your hands. Pray your blessings upon all that will hear these words. To God be the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless your hearts tonight. We are going to go, straight in to the lesson. And I pray that you're able to see the share screen. I'm going to ask if you could just let me know that you can see the screen. You can put it in the chat. You can quickly come off mute. Just want to make sure that you're able to see the screen. Bless your hearts. Let's begin. Tonight's lesson will be focused on the seven steps to answered prayer. As I was preparing my heart for the lesson today, I was seeking direction from God as to which way to go. And the Lord wanted me to continue along this line of fellowship with Him. We came out of lessons just a week ago, speaking of how God wants us to fellowship with man and fellowship with Him. We talked about the essentials of holy living and how that following the doctrines of Christ and obeying the doctrines of the apostles will bring us into unity and alignment with the will of God. We cannot declare our love for Christ without embracing His word. And so we must accept His word as the governing factor of our lives. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so tonight we will continue along the lines of this direction I received from the Lord, because what God wants tonight is fellowship that will result in increased faith. And why is this important? This is important because the capacity of your faith is determined by how much of the word in that particular area you have heard, received, and acted upon. It's not enough just to hear the word. Truly, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But the word not mixed with faith did not profit those that heard it. And so we must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, even to the extent that we allow that word that we have heard to bring transformation to our lives. We want the word to work in us. Glory to God. I just need somebody to put that in your notes. Lord, I want the word to work in me. It's not enough for me to see it working in the lives of the faithful in scriptures, or even hearing the testimony of believers in these days. I want the word to be alive and working inside of me. And so tonight, we're going to go right into these seven steps to answered prayer. The first step that's important for us to understand is that when we come to God in prayer, that we need to decide what we want from God. I'm going to ask, I don't know if we have a reader tonight for James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. I see we've got somebody for Mark 11, but I need a reader for James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Can I get a volunteer quickly for that? Otherwise, I will read it. I have to read it myself. Praise the name of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, dear.
James chapter 1, verses, you say 6 through 8?
Yes.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Amen. Thank you so much. It is important for you in your prayer to understand how not to waste your time. Now, of course, we know that prayer is communion with God, and any time spent in God's presence is a great thing. But when we come to God in prayer, the Lord answers our prayer according to his word. He doesn't answer prayer according to your feelings. And despite the passion and the fervency that your prayer may have, for we know the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, it is important for you to understand you've got to make up your mind. How many times do people go into stores and they spend so much time looking around for something to buy, not really knowing what they're looking for? Now, that's one way to go shopping, but I prefer the way of going shopping, knowing what I'm looking for and being able to get right to it. I know that there's those that have a different persuasion, but different strokes for different folks when it comes down to shopping. But the thing about that approach that I prefer is that this is the approach that God wants as it relates to us coming to him in prayer. Asking in faith and not wavering, but realizing that God wants to know just what we want. He doesn't want us to come to him with the general prayer, Lord, bless me now. Of course, in the beginning of a person's walk with God, perhaps that's where their understanding is. And there's nothing wrong with that. That was a part of the prayer of Jabez, to bless me indeed. But when we grow in faith, it's important to understand that God wants us to ask with specificity. Tell him what you want. This way, when you go into a grocery store and you may ask somebody to find a certain thing, you don't go to the clerk and say, I'm looking for food, because the clerk could look at you like you've got three heads on your shoulders. You're surrounded by food. But if you tell him that you're looking for the cabbage, if you tell him that you're looking for cereal, if you tell him that you're looking for honey or sugar or coffee or tea or condiments, then they'll be able to direct you to where you're trying to go. focused prayer helps you to go, hey, Yada Moshanda. Ah, my God, I feel something. Focused prayer helps you in your growth. It helps you in moving forward. Sometimes we pray like a shotgun blast, and it's all over the place. But the Lord wants us to understand that making our minds up is something that he entertains. Now, of course, if you're not sure about which direction to go, then you absolutely can ask the Lord to give you direction. In all of our ways, we are admonished from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 6. In all of our ways, we ought to acknowledge him that he might direct our path. But when I'm getting ready to go to God and I need something from God, I can tell him what I want. And I don't need to waver, because wavering is going to disqualify me from getting what I'm asking God for. It says, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord if he's double-minded, driven by the winds and tossed. A double-minded person is unstable in all of his ways. And so while some are struggling with with identifying things that they need or want from God, I think that sometimes that shows a larger issue in their lives, where perhaps they really just don't know what they like. They may not have spent enough time getting to know their own likes, getting to know their own interests, getting to know the things that actually make them happy. And I want to encourage somebody tonight, and I don't know why the Lord is taking me down this road with this, because this is a lesson about petitioning God. But I believe that the Lord is trying to tell somebody that your petition of God will be stronger and firmer and more directed if you actually get to know him. The way that sometimes people can't make up their minds because they don't even know what they like, what they want. Sometimes people don't know how to pray because they really just don't even know the mind of God. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Get the mind of God and the Holy Spirit will direct you. That was a part of the message that we shared on Sunday. You can certainly listen to that message on Sunday and you'll be encouraged by it. Confidence in Jesus Christ. But number one, in the seven steps, decide what you want from God. Let's go also now to Joshua. The second point, getting back to my notes, to find scripture to support your petition. Not only do you have to make up your mind, but you need to also understand the mind of God, which is kind of what I was saying in point number one. And let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, and also 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. Again, this is the second point. That second point being, find scripture to support your petition. Who will read for us out of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8? Don't be shy. We've got a lot of people on the line tonight. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And someone else for 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. All right. Okay, Sister Cherise, Joshua. Thank you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And I need someone to do 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Let's read straight away.
Okay. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Amen. Thank you. Let's look at this verse before we go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. The book of the law represents God's word to us, his direction, his wisdom, his instruction for righteousness and holy living. When Moses was taken off the scene and Joshua was put in the position of leadership for the people of Israel, God wanted to ensure Joshua's success. And Joshua's success was completely based upon the word of God. It was so much so that God told Joshua that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This was an instruction. Do not let this leave your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So there's actually a couple things going on here. Speaking, thought, and vision. Speaking, thought, and vision. And those things orchestrated by the guidance of the word will lead to success and prosperity. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You should speak on it. Meditate therein day and night. Think about it, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. This is the action. Look at yourself. My God, see, I know that observe to do generally speaks of the action that we perform, but the Holy Spirit has dropped something in my spirit that we need to look at ourselves through the word. Look at yourself through the word. Our petition needs to be based upon what God's word speaks of. And when the Holy Spirit put it in my heart to say to you to look at yourself through the word, there's change that has to take place. There's growth and development. And one of the most dangerous things, even for new Christians, is that God, in his mercy and grace, begins to do great things in their lives just as they get out in their walk with God. And God will often do that to encourage the believer in their walk, for them to be able to see the evidence of the presence of God. And I think somebody needs to write that down. The evidence of the presence of God. Quick change, immediate change, transformation. Things begin to happen that didn't happen before. These are all things that pertain to the mercy of God. But what you must be careful of is to not let these things go to your head. You must not allow yourself to be conceited or to think more highly of yourself, because just as the Lord opened the door to bless you, he can close that door as well. He opens doors that no man can shut. But he can, and the same way he opened them, he can shut them too. And because Joshua was going to be successful, God wanted to ensure that Joshua would not get a big head and think more of himself than he should. This rooted and grounded state comes through the word, and it affects everything about our lives. And in this case tonight, it affects our prayer. Find scripture to support your petition. Let's go on to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 to understand why. I think Sister Zoe's got that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to unmute. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him.
Thank you so much. The confidence of the believer is based upon the word of God. We have no confidence in the flesh. We don't trust in the flesh. We don't trust or lean to our own understanding. We understand that supernatural transformation takes place through a supernatural diet. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say that one more time. Supernatural transformation takes place through a supernatural diet, and that diet is on the word of God. God's word is the basis of our confidence. God's word is the basis of our hope. God's word is the basis of the security of our eternity. It's based upon the unchangeable, immutable, irrefutable word of God. It's forever settled in heaven. It's quick and powerful. It is life-giving. Jesus said, "The flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak unto you are life." His word, when you speak his word, you speak life. And when you pray the word, you're praying life into something. Lord, have mercy. You're praying life into your situation. When you pray the word, anytime you use the word, whether you pray it or speak it or meditate on it, the life is the result of it. It brings life. His word brings life. It is illumination. It brings light. Ah, God. And the light of the word, even the logos, we're talking about the logos as well as the rhema, the spoken word and the physical word, the manifested word brings light and life. And when you stand on God's word as the basis of your petition, that is an unshakable confidence. This is why you need to understand the capacity of your faith is determined by how much of the word in a given area you have heard, received, and acted upon. Let's go on to the next point. Number three in the seven steps, ask in Jesus' name. I need a reader for John chapter 14, and I'll put the next one up. As a matter of fact, I'll put them all up so you'll have them in front of you. Just have to remember which one we're at. Right now, we're at number three. Ask in Jesus' name. I'd like to have a reader, please, for the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Praise the name of God. Amen. John's Gospel, I'm sorry, chapter 14. Thank you, Sister McCollum. Please go ahead and read. I'm not sure if folks are having problems unmuting.
No, it's just that you're putting it up like right before we're supposed to find it. So it's
I'm testing your skills, Saints.
John 14, verse 13 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
I want you to understand the power of the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. And when you ask in his name, there's a blessing attached. There's a promise attached. Change is going to come. We need to understand when we pray unto God and ask in Jesus' name, I think that oftentimes people sometimes get God and Jesus mixed up. People pray to God and talk about God shedding his blood. People pray to God and talk about God's body being broken for them. They pray to God and they thank God that he took their sins. Well, that's not accurate. Jesus is the one that took your sins away. Jesus is the one whose body was broken for you. And Jesus is the one who shed blood. God doesn't have a body. It doesn't have blood. And there is no sin in God. God doesn't take sin on him. Jesus was our Lamb of God. He was the propitiation for our sin. The object of God's wrath was directed at Jesus for sin, so that wrath would not come on you if you accept what Christ has done. I hope you're with me tonight. We need to understand, even when Jesus gave the disciples the model for prayer, he taught the disciples to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven. And so God is the object or the one to whom we direct our prayers. But when we look at John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, we understand where Jesus comes into play. Lord, have mercy. And Jesus comes into play powerfully because we are asking in his name. If we ask anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, it is so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. And if we follow these divine instructions, the scripture says, I will do it. If ye ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Let's go to John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. Thank you, Sister Davis.
And in that day, he shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
Thank you so much. Jesus is sharing revelation knowledge here, and he is revealing himself to the disciples. He's revealing himself in such a way that's very relevant for them because he wants them to understand the power of who he is. The world is in turmoil, and there's sorrow in the world. Jesus talks about a time of sorrow. And even in the midst of this time of sorrow, you may remember that now in John's Gospel, chapter 14, 15, 16, he's talking about going away from the disciples. So he's toward the end of his ministry. And there's a sorrow that is inevitably attached to his departure. He encourages them and says, I know you're going to be sorrowful now, but it's going to be all right. I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. So there is an aspect of joy that's connected to hope. Hope is crucial for the believer. Because there are times when you will not see something going the way you want it. It will not seem to be going in your direction. And in that time, Jesus says, you may respond to things emotionally, driven by what you see, driven by what you feel, overwhelmed. And he says, in that day, God help me, Holy Ghost, at the time when emotions run high and your focus is distracted, you're not going to ask me anything. He says, in that moment, God, you need to put this down in your notes. In that moment, he says, truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. God, he says, I want you to understand this because before now, you have not used my name. You might have called me, but you have not used my name. I've given you my name to be used. And so he says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Now, things will change because I want you to ask so that you can receive so that your joy might be made full. There is an experience. So we are talking about the trance, the move from the experience of sorrow to the experience of the fullness of joy. And this is connected to his name. And so when you ask in Jesus' name, understand the power of it. Let's go to number four. Believe that you receive. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
My God, my God. You don't have to wait for the manifestation to be grateful and to step forward and to make your request known. Whatever, what I love about this text is that there are wide open opportunities. The first thing is, he says, have faith in God. In other words, have the faith of God. And the faith of God is simply to speak those things that are not as though they are. To speak things into existence, to understand the power of your words. By thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned. Be careful of the words that you let come out of your mouth. The words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart ought to be acceptable in the sight of God. Doesn't matter what people think or say. Is your words, are my words acceptable to God? You can write that down in your notes right there. Because when we talk about believe that you receive, it's connected to the God element of you. Oh, my God, there's a God element in the believer. That's the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, I don't even know what to say, because that wasn't a part of my notes, but the Holy Spirit dropped it in me, because somebody on this line needs to know that by virtue of the Holy Spirit, there's a God element inside of you. The truth of the matter is, before you receive the Holy Spirit, there's a God element inside of you, because you were created in the image of God. There are people in this world that have overcome great challenges, and they don't have the Holy Spirit. They have faith, they have hope, they have confidence. Some of them had to develop those traits in the midst of fear, discouragement, disillusionment, and being overwhelmed. But it's amazing what a made-up mind can accomplish. How much more amazing is it for a person that operates by the power of the Holy Spirit? John's epistle tells us, ye are of God, little children. Ye are of God, born of the Spirit. Haya. And have overcome them, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The God element of you. I'm talking to the God element inside of you, that the power of the Holy Spirit, that consciousness of something greater than yourself. And for anybody that's listening to this that doesn't have the Holy Spirit, I want to challenge your faith that you are here for a reason. God knew you were going to be here, and you needed to hear this. That despite whatever failures you have dealt with in your life, despite whatever things you have not completed or things you started that you messed up, there is hope, for there is God. And if you will trust him, and believe, he will show just what he can do in your life. Jesus says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. This is the universality part here. It's not restricted to any group or any person, any party, any class, any faction. Nope. Whosoever, I want you to underline that in your notes, shall say unto this mountain. And again, let's keep in mind here, you got to say something. You got to speak to that mountain. Your prayer is speaking to the mountain. Your prayer is not just you speaking to God, but your prayer is speaking to, is you speaking to the mountain. And what do I mean by that? There are times when outside of the posture of prayer, we need to learn how to speak to issues. The mountain is something that's overwhelming, large, hard, and essentially unmovable. But here in the text of Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24, Jesus says we can speak to it and it's got to move. And we can tell it to get out of our way. The other universality or the other broad area of this that I love is in, at the tail end of verse 23. Verse 23 has the two broad aspects of this verse, of these verses. The first one is whosoever, and the other part is whatsoever. Whosoever speaks of the individual, that anybody can do this. Oh my God, somebody needs to write this down. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. And he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, of course, we started understanding these principles by understanding that we need to find scripture to support our petition. So let's not go off on a tangent here, because when I'm asking according to God's word. And when I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And I know that if he hears me, I have the petition that I've desired of him. So here now, with that understanding, I can ask for whatsoever. I can say, I can speak whatsoever. And Jesus says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Embrace them by faith now and talk to it. We're going to get to that in a minute. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost on this line. Believe that you receive. Number five, refuse to doubt. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, and Matthew chapter, Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 through 20. Do I have some readers for that, please? Matthew chapter 17, verses 19 through 20.
I have Matthew, Bishop.
Refuse to doubt. Okay, thank you.
Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Why could we not cast him out? This is the story of the man who came to Jesus' disciples with the son who had the spirit of a lunatic. And the disciples could do nothing to help the son. The father came to Jesus, told him his woe, and Jesus stepped in and did the job. He got the job done. Anytime you let Jesus into the situation, he gets the job done. The disciples came to Jesus afterwards and asked Jesus, why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said, well, you've been with me, you've walked with me, you've heard the word. But there's something on the inside of you that really doesn't jibe, and that's your unbelief. You have unbelief. You have knowledge, you have insight, you have seen, you have heard, but it hasn't reached your heart. Faith is not a thing just of the mouth. We must confess with our mouth, but we must also believe with our hearts. If there is no belief, if there is no confidence, then the words we speak are void of power. The power of your speech comes through faith in the Lord. The Lord is the one that gives you the confidence. And when you trust him, you will speak his word and you will push back on the spirit of unbelief. Some of you right now are struggling with areas of unbelief. And it's not just one area. Some of you are dealing with several areas of unbelief. And the Holy Spirit is talking to you right now about letting that unbelief go, because it will hinder you. It will block your prayers. And some of your prayers are not being answered because you simply don't believe. You're going through the motion, but you don't trust that God's going to do it. And trusting that God's going to do it is more than just saying, Lord, I trust you to do it. What does your actions reflect? What does your attitude reflect? What does your behavior reflect? You just can't say something out of your mouth without the heartfelt conviction. This confidence is because it's in my heart. It's not because of what I see. It's because of what I know. I know him whom I have believed. I know him. I know him. My relationship through fellowship has exposed to me the heart of God. And because I know his heart, it doesn't matter what I hear. It doesn't matter what I see, because I know the heart of God. You must know his heart. The heart of the person. Sometimes we judge foolish judgment because we don't judge from knowing the heart of a person. Sometimes we hear something that was said, we see something that was done, and we judge foolish judgment because we don't understand the heart. A lot of times people don't understand the heart of God, and because of that, they misjudge God. And you better believe, if people will misjudge God and blame God for stuff, they'll certainly blame you for it as well. But when you allow the word to rule within your spirit and push back on that spirit of unbelief, and I say push back because it will try to invade, but when you push back, and I don't want to step all over James, but Sister Denise, go ahead. I think Sister Denise says she's got James. Whoever's got James, please read James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
And I thank you so much for that. Yeah, this was an intentional repeat. But I also want to add to that James chapter 4, verse 7. In James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Unbelief comes from the devil. And the devil wants you to operate in unbelief because he doesn't mind if you know a thing. He just doesn't want you to believe it. When you unbelieve, when you operate in unbelief, it's not that you don't know, it's that you simply don't trust. Oh, God. Unbelief is the spirit that challenges your trust in God. And if you cannot trust God, then you certainly cannot believe him. Oftentimes, our belief system is put to the test when we're facing difficulties and issues and problems. And the question then comes to mind, can I really trust God in this? Do I really believe this word? And so one of the things that we dealt with a couple of weeks ago is to help you to understand what you must believe. Because the word of God is the foundation for our faith. And so you must believe God's word. God's word is the foundation that people can build their lives on, so that no matter what comes from life's experiences, storms, rain, wind, that you'll be able to stand. The Gospel of Matthew, I believe, is where the parable or the imagery the motif of a person who is foolish and builds their house on sand, that person is likened unto a person that doesn't build their house on the word of God. They build their house on sand, and when the adversities of life come, they're not able to stand because they're built upon sand. And whenever the waters rush upon the sand, it dishevels it, it displaces it, it disorients it. If anybody's ever built a sandcastle on a beach, when you see that tide come up on that beach and come up on that sandcastle, all of that fine architectural work and design is dissolved in moments because the water causes sand to just become, just gets discombobulated. But when you're built upon a rock, the word of God, you're able to resist the devil and he will flee. He will push. He will come. He will try to make you not believe God. He'll question. He'll try to cause you to question God's word, which is what he used for Eve. He caused Eve to question God. And when you question God, you don't trust him. And so the enemy sowed the seed of unbelief in Eve's heart, which caused her to not trust God. And when she didn't trust God, she did what she wanted to do. And when she did it, Adam followed behind her as well, because Adam didn't have enough sense to stand on the word. He was moved by his flesh. And whenever you let your flesh influence your decisions, it will always take you away from God. Help me on this line tonight, Holy Spirit. Refuse to doubt. That's number five. And I'm going to have to pause right here because I need to go into the prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord has been rich to us tonight, and I'm going to ask you to prepare yourselves even now. Our Brotherhood Women's prayer leader, our youth prayer leader, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's so much more I want to share, but we're going to turn our hearts to prayer in the name of the Lord, and I want you to understand the power of your prayers. Something is about to be released. And I believe God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that it shall be done in 21. I want you to see this. I want you to know this. Never doubt the power of your prayer. Your prayers are breaking through the things of the darkness right now. And your power, the power of prayer will change your heart. It's going to change you, not just around you, it's around you, but it's going to change you as well. Let's go right into the prayer. Our brotherhood, our women, and then our youth representative in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you for your mercy, your goodness, and your love in our life, Lord God. This certainly is the day, hallelujah, that you have made, and we will continue, hallelujah, to rejoice and be glad. We just say thank you tonight, Lord God, even for us opening our eyes this day that you have made, Lord God. Lord, we just say thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for shedding your precious blood, Jesus, on the cross for us, Lord God, hallelujah. If it had not been for you, Lord God, hallelujah, that was on our side, Lord God, where would we be? We'd be in hell right now, Lord God, waiting to be tossed into the lake of fire. But Lord, hallelujah, because of your love for us, Lord God, because, Lord God, you went to the cross for us, we can stand here today, Lord God. We can praise you today, Lord God. We can glorify you today, Lord God. We can lift your name on high today, Lord God. We can magnify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can say thank you, Lord God. We can praise you, Lord God. We can glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say thank you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just lift up your name on high, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, hallelujah, to the going down in the same, hallelujah. The name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, and at the end of everything, every knee, it will bow, things in heaven, on earth, and underneath, and every tongue will confess that you, Jesus Christ, is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For our Bishop, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, continue to look upon him, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen him, Lord God. Continue to encourage him, Lord. Continue to lift him up. Hallelujah. We don't know some of the things that he goes through. We don't know some of the things that he has to endure. We don't know some of the things that he may feel in his heart, but Lord, hallelujah, continue to touch him tonight and every day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, continually remind that he can depend, always depend on you, Lord God. In the name of, we thank you for your love in his life, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you for bringing him, Lord God, out of the darkness to the marvelous night. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Beulah Tabernacle, for the ministry that you've given him. We thank you, Lord God, because men are going to be coming in. We thank you, Lord God, because more women are going to be coming in. We thank you, Lord God, because young people are going to be coming. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for this soul-saving station, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for a place that we can hear the unadulterated word. We thank you for a place, Lord God, that we can come to, Lord God, that we're not going to get all the fluff and all the garbage, Lord, but we're going to get the true and living word. And we say thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're in a time, Lord God, where men have itching ears. We're in a time, Lord God, hallelujah, that men want to hear what they want to hear. We're in a time, Lord God, that people are feeding their flesh more than ever. But we thank you, Lord God, tonight that we have an outlet where we can come and hear your word, Lord God, hear the truth, Lord God. And we say thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being so worthy. Thank you, Lord God, for operating in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Hallelujah. Where would we be, hallelujah, without you, Lord? Where would we be without you? Where would we be without you? Hallelujah. You are coming back, hallelujah, for a church, hallelujah, for without spot or wrinkle. The rapture isn't upon us. There's nothing else that needs to be done. Lord Jesus, for you to come back, and we're waiting for that day, for that glorious day, for that great and terrible day where you crack the sky, and your word says that the dead in Christ, hallelujah, will rise first, and those that are alive and remain will be caught up to you to be with ever with you in the end. It's going to be a horrible time for those who are left behind. It's going to be a terrible time for those who don't know. It's going to be a terrible time for the hell that's going to be ensued up on this earth. That's why it is important that we need to be saved, and we need to be saved now. So if there's anyone on the line, hallelujah, that hasn't accepted Jesus Christ, accept him as your Lord and Savior today. Give your life to him. Let him be the ruler of your life. Let him abide in your heart. Give your heart to him today, because we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. And he's going to come like a thief in the night to snatch his church away. So I implore you tonight, if you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved, stay saved. We come against the enemy right now and all his filthy and evil devices. He is trying to sift us as wheat. He is trying to get us to go off that narrow road. We know that broad road leads to destruction. Stay on the narrow road. Stay on the narrow road. Stay on that narrow road. It's hard sometimes. It's sometimes you might feel like the world is crashing, but stay in Jesus. Stay in Jesus. Stay in Jesus. Lord, we say thank you tonight. We just praise you tonight. We just glorify you tonight. Continue to look upon Beulah. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to keep us. Continue to keep us, Lord. We love you and we praise you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your most holy name. We thank you for the opportunity to call upon your name, Lord God. We ask you to search us and see if there be anything in us, Lord God, that's not like you. And Lord God, take it out, Lord God, burn it up, hallelujah, and lift us up where we're supposed to be in you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We humble ourselves in your presence, Lord God. We give you glory and praise because thou art worthy of everything, Lord God. We humble ourselves before thine presence, Father, Lord God. We give you all glory and praise. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the prayer and Bible study tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we build ourselves up on our most holy faith, Lord God. Oh, Father, Lord God, no good thing will you withhold from us that walk uprightly before you. Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we believe you. Yes, Lord God, we believe you. Hallelujah. hallelujah, to do the work, oh Lord God, to answer the request that we have before you this day. Many of us are on this line, Lord God, that have requests before you. Many of us, hallelujah, have 911s before you. Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we ask you to intercede. Hallelujah. We come before you, bringing it before you, Father. Hallelujah. For we know if we ask anything in your name and we not doubt in our heart that we shall have them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, intercede for your people, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, for those that are on the line. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're looking unto the author and the finish of our faith. Hallelujah. For we will lift up our eyes until the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help come from you, Lord. We lean and depend upon you right now. Hallelujah. There are deeper depths and higher heights in you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we look unto you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord God, bring down every stronghold in our life. Destroy everything that's not like you, Lord God. And I pray you lift us up where we're supposed to be in you. Make us what we ought to be, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because our desire is to do your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And rebuke everything that's not like you, Lord God. Give people a mind to want to serve your thirst after righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Save, Lord, before it's everlasting too late. Lord God, save the unportioned parts of our family. Hallelujah. And when you save them, Lord God, we pray that you keep them saved. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our hope is built on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not on man. You are the author of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Lord God. Touch us in this place, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Answer the reproaching of Messiah. Hallelujah. We believe you. We thank you for answering the prayer. Bringing down the strongholds in the name of Jesus. Moving on our family and our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we've come before you, giving you glory and honor in the midst of the circumstances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hold on to you, Lord God. I won't let you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your mercy and grace. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah, Lord God, and I love you this day. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Akimayasaya. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless us, your people. Hallelujah. You know about us. You know all about us, Lord God. You know what we stand in need of. Hallelujah. Take us to that next level in you. Hallelujah. Yes, it may hurt a little bit, but take us there, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your people call upon you this day. Hallelujah. We don't look to the left and we're not looking to the right, but Lord God, we are looking unto you. Our hope is in you, Lord God. Nobody can do it but you, Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord God. Our souls are anchored in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though the storms may come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and the winds may blow, hallelujah, our souls are anchored in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Rebuke the hands of the enemy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I stand upon you. Hallelujah. I stand on your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come what may, I stand on you, Lord God. Tears may flow. Heart may hurt. I stand on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless us, Lord God, on this land. Enemy Messiah. Hallelujah. Bless her. Hallelujah. Her household. Intercede, Lord God. Use her to your glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you and we praise you. We glorify you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we call on you, Lord God. Hear our cry, Father. Hear our cry. Hear our cry. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are your children, Lord God. And we humble ourselves in your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh Lord God, I'm looking unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To do it right now. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord God. Continue to bless your man servant. Hallelujah. Guide him in the way he needs to go. Oh, let it say, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, rest on that household in the name of Jesus. You know all about it. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless right now. In the name of Jesus. Bless in that household. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. in the highest. Lord, I love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we have our eyes and our minds and our hearts fixed on you in the name of Jesus. Come in and do the work in the name of Jesus. Touch each one of their hearts, Lord God. You know about it. Intercede, Father, Lord God. Bring down that stronghold and deliver and set free. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
God, we thank you for being God. Lord, I thank you for being merciful and compassionate. Lord, I thank you for your understanding and your forgivingness, oh God. Lord, you see and you know. You see our current situation. You see and you know our internal battles. You see the conflicts that we face, Lord. You see all of our struggles, God, and Lord, you know. Lord, you know whatever battles we may be facing, those unspoken and spoken, Lord, those past and those to come, oh God. And God, Lord, I thank you for being a God who walks with us. Lord, I thank you for being a God who walked through the fire with us, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you look into our hearts, oh God. Lord, if there is doubt, Lord, whether it be doubt about work, about family, about school, Lord, about anything, Lord, I pray right now, God, that you calm our fears, Lord. You settle that spirit of anxiety, Lord. You push back against that spirit of depression, oh God. Lord, you offer us peace, oh God, Lord. Lord, I pray that you use the Holy Spirit that you have put in your children, oh God, to light a candle against that spirit of doubt, oh God. Lord, you are a consistent God. Your word will not leave your mouth and return back unto you void. Lord, you are a God who has been proven, Lord. Your word has come to pass time and time again, oh God. Lord, you have shown yourself faithful, mighty, and strong, oh God. So, Lord, in those moments of doubt, oh Lord, I pray that you speak to your children, oh God. Lord, make their minds do a replay of your track record, oh God. Lord, let them see the list that you have completed, oh God. Lord, remind us of all of your previous victories. Jesus, I thank you so much right now, Lord, for being God and being God alone. God, I thank you for the ability to pray to you, God. Lord, I thank you for your voice that hears. Lord, I thank you for being a God that listens. You have not forsaken us, Lord, and you have not forgotten us, God. Lord, I thank you for being there, God, and for being consistent. There is power in prayer, oh God. There is power in having a Father who listens, for having a Father who is there, for having a Father who is present, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for being that Father. I thank you for being that friend. Lord, I thank you for the lesson that has gone forth tonight, Lord. Let it take root and bear fruit in everyone's life, oh God. Lord, pour back into your manservant, Lord. Bless his heart, bless his family, and bless his life. And in Jesus' precious and holy and mighty name, I pray, amen.
Father, we love you and we thank you for this night of being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for how you have put before us the pattern. We know, Lord God, that the walk that we have with you is not a five-step walk or a seven-step walk or a 12-step walk, but there is a formula to faith. There is a language that the redeemed speaks. There is a order to our steps. And I thank you that you have given us that order through your word. Hey, God, thank you that you hold us by our hand. You lift us, Lord God, to a place of peace. You help us to understand that while many are the afflictions of the righteous, that you deliver us out of them all. Tonight, Lord God, I thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord God, this word over every person listening on this line. Remember. I pray, Lord God, that they will remember that you've never failed them before. I pray, Lord God, that they will remember your consistency in their lives. Even when our lives were not consistent to you, you were consistent to us. I pray, Lord God, that they will remember the many exploits that are recorded in your word from the historical perspective, but even the many exploits that have been done in the lives of the members of this congregation. For the heart fixing that you've done, for the cancer healing that you've done, for the dialysis cessation that you have brought, for the mind regulation that you have dispensed, for the grace that you have poured out upon us, and for the forgiveness that we as a congregation enjoy right now. Let us remember, oh God, the doors you've opened. Remember the ways that you've made. Remember the glimpse of hope that you have given us through just showing us your hand even behind the curtain. I thank you that you are a God that will never fail. There is no failure in your resume, no failure in your track record. We thank you that it is even the beauty of your holiness that impresses us with praise unto you right now. We bless you. Your holiness is beautiful. We bless you. Your forgiveness is beautiful. We bless your name. Your love is beautiful. Everything about you is beautiful. Even when you correct us, Lord, it's out of love, so that we are not condemned with the world, and your mercy endures forever. It's beautiful, and it's the Lord's doing that is marvelous in our sight. And we declare your wonderful works. We declare your mercy and grace. We declare the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and add no sorrow. And so tonight, in this lesson of prayer, this lesson of faith, this lesson of confidence, let your people remember, remember, remember. And now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, beloved. We thank God for you being with us tonight. We pray that you have received something from the Lord out of this lesson, and that even as you go into your prayer, that your prayer will take on a new dimension, that your prayer will take on a new posture, that your prayer will take on greater confidence. You're not begging God to do a thing. You don't have to beg your Father to do good things for you. If our fathers, who by nature are evil, can give us good gifts, how much more so will God give good things to them that ask him? Your heavenly Father has know what you have need of. And if you ask him anything according to the word in the name of Jesus Christ, it shall be done. In 21. God bless you. Be encouraged. Have a blessed week. And pray for something. And let's believe God and watch God bring it to pass. God bless you. Good night. See you next time in Jesus' name.